I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Following this weekend's horrific shooting in Orlando, Florida, the issue of gun control has emerged as a key concern for several of Vermont's gubernatorial candidates. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Peter Galbraith had called reporters to a Montpelier press conference to discuss his plan to make higher education more affordable for thousands of Vermonters. But he said the topic would have to be discussed another day, because he wanted to speak about the need for Vermont to implement strong gun control measures in light of this weekend's tragedy where at least 50 people were killed at a popular gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Galbraith says the time has come for Vermont to have an open and honest discussion about the availability of guns.
We really have not had a conversation in the state of Vermont about gun control. We pretend that we are somehow immune from the national trends, when in fact we're not.
Galbraith proposed a Vermont law that would ban the sale of assault weapons like the one used in Orlando. It would implement a universal background check system that would include all private sales, and the plan would prohibit the sale of guns with large capacity magazines. Galbraith says it's important to look at this case with the understanding that it's primarily a gun issue.
This issue is not about the Islamic State. It's not about the Taliban. It's about a single disturbed individual having a weapon that he should not have had.
Democratic candidate Sue Minter called for stronger gun control measures several months ago. Central to Minter's approach is the implementation of a universal background check system. Minter says people who think that Vermont doesn't have a gun violence problem are wrong.
I'm tired of hearing that because I know that Vermont's problem is real and it's often behind closed doors. And it's domestic homicides. You know, we had in 2013 the eighth highest rate of domestic homicides in the country, and the majority of those were with guns.
When the campaign began, Minter did not support a ban on assault weapons, but she does now.
It is time to say that assault weapons that can create horrific tragedies of this scale do not have a place in our country.
Democratic candidate Matt Dunn was not available for comment, but his campaign provided a written statement. Dunn said he's, quote, a pragmatist and believes that the state must take action that will make a real difference, not just rhetorical impact. Dunn says he supports a universal background check system, and he believes that effective gun control measures must come from Congress as part of a 50-state solution. The statement is silent on the issue of banning the sale of assault weapons. The two Republican candidates do not support any changes to Vermont's current gun laws. Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott says Vermonters are, quote, shocked by the act of hate-filled terror, but he doesn't support the approach taken by Galbraith and Minter.
I think our current gun control laws in Vermont create an important balance between our rights to bear arms as American citizens and the public safety that we deserve.
And Scott doesn't believe that a ban on the sale of assault weapons will reduce future acts of violence.
If it's not with a gun, it will be with some other means to create a situation of mass destruction.
Businessman Bruce Lissman was not available for comment. In a written statement, Lissman said he thinks Vermont's current gun laws are good and don't need to be changed because, quote, the state has one of the lowest violent crime rates per capita involving gun use. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.